acceptance was not without a peace offering. Remember back in verse 18, the items that she originally brought to David. And again, you see the word made haste. Wherever the Spirit of God is working, there's a hastening. You don't find a reasoning and a dragging of feet. There's a hastening to come to Christ, just as she came to David. And took 200 loaves. You can see even in that a picture of Christ, the bread of life. And 2 bottles of wine, bread and wine, type of Christ. But look here, 5 sheep ready dressed. That's not talking about some little, if you see people dressing up their dogs these days, a little wool shirts and jackets. It's not 5 sheep ready dressed that way, but dead, killed, and prepared to serve now as food for David and for all of his men. But to ready dress them required the shedding of blood. Wherever I read the scriptures, and this is how the Lord's taught me, where's the blood? Where's the lamb? If it's a type of Christ. And I truly believe that that's it. That's where it was. There was a slaying of these innocent victims and then brought to David as a peace offering. And based upon that coming to him and how she came exactly as would have been required, he says, hear her in verse 35, go up in peace to thine house and see I have hearkened to thy voice and have accepted thy person. God can't hearken to the voice of any unless it be through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
When people say to me, well, our preacher preaches Christ, well, what does he say about it? Because there are many that handle the word of God deceitfully. And I'll tell you one of the biggest ways today in which that's being done is with preachers that talk about a Christ that's in sinners' hands. That's handling the word of God deceitfully. Nowhere in Scripture do you ever find where it says that the Christ of Scripture is dependent upon man's will to get his work done. He'd really like to save you, but alas, he can't unless you give him the permission. That's handling the word of God deceitfully. To say that there are people in hell today for whom Christ died is to handle the word of God deceitfully. Because Christ said of all that the Father gave him, he should lose nothing, but raise it up the last day. So what Christ are you preaching?
So you can see why Paul begins with this example of a marriage. We were married to another. We were married to Adam. We were married to the law. We were married to condemnation. Just like Abigail was married to Nabal. But when Nabal died, we're going to see his death tonight, she was married to another. David came and fetched her. Took her to himself. That's a beautiful picture. What it is to be married to Christ. For when we were in the flesh, Paul says, the motions of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. Again, the illustration with Abigail is that as long as she was married to Nabal, there was nothing but condemnation that awaited. She knew it. That's why she went on that mission of mercy, seeking mercy from David. But now, verse 6, we are delivered from the law. How are we delivered from the law? It's still here. I read it. You read it. We're delivered from its curse. We're delivered from its penalty. We're delivered from its power to condemn. Why? Because it's been satisfied. We are delivered from the law that being dead, wherein we were held, it's talking about the condemnation that every one of the Lord's own was under until Christ paid the debt, that we should serve in newness of spirit. The editors, translators there in my view, should have put that in a capital S. It's the same word, the Spirit. You should serve in newness of the Spirit of God, His life, and not in the oldness of the letter, which is what we had in Adam. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? There are a bunch of legalists out there that when they hear this sort of scripture or explanation, they go, there you go, bashing the law again. Nope. Is the law sin? God forbid. When I go back and read the law, any part of this written word, it reveals unto me the holiness of God. It's a light that shines upon my own sinfulness. Thank God it reveals Christ, who fulfilled it. He's the subject of all of the law of God. He is the very revelation of